Our first scripture reading today is from John chapter 13, verse 34. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Our second reading is from John 15, chapter 12. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
And Lord, we thank you. We do thank you and ask that you would speak through me this morning. You bless those. Give them a heart to hear, God, and a mind to understand. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to sing a quick song for you before I jump into this sermon today. The Lord just gave me this song, and I hope that it blesses you today. It's called I Need You. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Amen. We need each other, and that's what I want to talk about today. I love that song because it just tells, I need you. I can't make it. And I had a friend tell me just yesterday, I was ministering to someone on the phone from Oklahoma. She called me and we were talking, and I was kind of telling her everything that I've been doing here and everything. And she said, I am so grateful for Broadway Christian. You needed them. They came just when you needed them. And so that's what we need each other. We need each other to survive. When I started here last year, I was really in grief. My mom had just passed away, but you all did. You lifted me up. You carried me. You encouraged my heart on so many ways. And so I needed you to survive. And I imagine you need me to survive. We need each other back. You know, that's what God is commanding us to do. And so that's what I want to talk about today. As you all know, I get most of my sermons from songs. I listen to the Love Channel on Sirius XM, and it just plays a lot of love songs, and it's peaceful and relaxing. And so I was driving, and I heard this song, Where is the Love? And there's a lot of different versions. The one I heard was from the Black Eyed Peas, but I know there's another one that's a little older version that's a really sweet, Where is the Love? Da, 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 that. Okay, so anyway, the topic is, Where is the Love? I was at the bank. And I was sitting in the drive-through line, and I heard yelling. And so I looked over, and there was a lot of cars in the line. I looked over, and the guy was just yelling at the teller. He was just yelling at her and cussing at her and just telling her, you know, this is, my money's in here, and just a whole bunch of things that were a little disturbing to me because, you know, I was thinking, why is this guy yelling? That's not how you can solve problems, but yelling and cussing at the teller is not going to do it for you. So he drove away, but then he stopped. He got out of the car, came back, and started yelling at her again through the window. And I looked around, and all of the people, we were all just kind of dumbstruck, looking at him like, what in the world is going on here? And he drove on away, and as I drove away, I started to just think, well, now where was the love in that? Where was it? You could solve many problems, but just yelling, was anything solved? And being that angry, he was just so angry, you could feel it. And so I went on to just kind of think, well, gosh, everywhere I go, I'm starting to see people angry. People are just so upset. It's just a climate almost of people that are just so upset. And God has called us to love each other. And so I asked myself, where's the love in all of this? Where's the love in this? So that's where I kind of got this sermon from today. I'm going to start with scripture, John 13 and 34. And this is what God is commanding of us. He says, a command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. It's very simple what he's telling us. Not always easy, but it's very simple what he's telling us. He wants us to love each other. I mean, that situation could have been resolved so much easier. And everyone wouldn't have been disturbed. We were all sitting there kind of like, oh God, is he going to come out with a gun or what's going to happen? And, you know, we were all so disturbed by it when just simply kind words. He says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You can get so much more done with love and kindness than you can with an evil word or with a, you know, that hostility. If you watch the news though, that's what I'm seeing all the time. That it's just this spirit of anger. And I was watching a story on the news and, a man was at a store, like a convenience store or whatever. And, the teller asked him to do something just to follow a rule, whatever the rule may be. And he literally did pull the gun on her. I mean, where's the love in that to ask you to follow the rule? You know, to follow the rules. God has commanded us that we walk in love with each other. Even sometimes there's difficult situations, but surely there's a loving, kind way to handle those situations. And so when I heard that, it just made me think again, where is the love? Where is the love in that? Where is the love in pulling a gun on someone because they ask you, you know, to stand behind the line or whatever it may have been? I can't remember exactly, but where's the love in that? Where are we showing God's kindness? Are we showing God's kindness? I think of when I take my granddaughter to school and I take her a few days a week and gosh, the tension and the anger. We're taking kids to elementary school and the tension that I feel when we're trying to turn and get onto the parking lot. And I know sometimes we're late because sometimes we're late, but it's just like everyone is just so wound up. And truly, we're the example to these young people. You know, when we're dropping them off at school, they see us, you know, and if they see us going, get out of my way, move out of the way, that's what they're feeling. Where's the love in that? So today, I'm really just encouraging you to think about it when we get into those situations. My brother loves to talk about when he's in the grocery store and he says it seems like he always gets the slowest line ever and he gets so overwhelmed and angry standing in that line and he has to keep reminding himself of what God tells us. Patience is good. Have patience. But it's just like that. We get in situations, we may be in situations that cause us to feel tense and angry. But where's the love? I want you to just think about what God commands us. He commands us to love each other. He tells us that we should love each other because he loved us. In this holy week or this holy time that we're heading towards Easter, it's important that we remember he loved us first. And all he's asking us to do is love each other. It's to love each other. Matthew 22:37-39 says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest command. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. He's just telling us to love our neighbor. I know the Lord has just been giving me things that are simple, but yet needed. You know, I mean, we all know we should love each other, but he wants me to share it with you again. Love each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's okay to love. We go through things. People do things to us. It's not always nice. But he's calling us to love each other. He's calling us to be agents of love. And I got that from a video that I watched. Excuse me. I watched a video on, or it was a documentary about John Lewis. And he was a freedom fighter or he was a civil rights activist. And everyone called him an agent of love. Because he was easy to forgive. He forgave those who truly harmed him, who violently beat him, but he was able to let it go. And I want to encourage us that we might be agents of love, that we might be share love to people who are not always easy to love, that we might share love to our neighbors, those who are not always easy to love, those who may have hurt us in a certain way. I want to encourage us that we would be agents of love, that we could share love with those who are not always easy to love. I'll say it that way. Matthew 5:44-48 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are you not even the Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. But he's telling us, love even those that are hard to love. He says, it's easy for me to love you all here at Broadway Christian because you all love me. You all show me love in all kinds of ways, you know, so it's easy for me to love you. It's harder for me to love people who hurt me. It's harder for me to love people who I know planned evil against me. It's harder. But he's telling us we have to love them anyway. That's his command, to love those that it's harder to love. It's easy. It's easy for us to love each other. But are we loving those who are not easy to love in our lives and in this world, in our community? Are we loving those who are, it's not so easy to love, those who irritate you, who get on your nerves? You know, we all know, you guys know, you thought of someone just when I said that, that person that gets on your nerves. Is it easy to love them? It's not. But he's commanding us to love them. And so I want to encourage you to just start thinking about it. And a perfect example of this was right before this scripture that I read, right before it in the story, because it is the Easter season, I love to talk about Jesus and all of the wonderful things he did. Right before this, he washed his disciples' feet. He washed all of his disciples' feet. And he's Jesus. And he knew that Judas was going to betray him. And yet he still washed his feet. He blessed him. Would you be able to do that? When you know, he hasn't done it yet, but you know he has a plan. To any of your friends or family or anyone, you know they have a plan to hurt you. Could you still bless them? Could you still love them? It's hard, but that's what he's commanding us to do. To love those, your enemies, those who just haven't been good to you, those who've hurt you, those who betrayed you. Judas was going to betray Jesus, but he still had to wash his feet. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And I found that I have to do, because it is hard to love those who have hurt me, I have to ask God to help me to do it. I ask him to bless me. Help me, God, to be a blessing to them. And it's hard, but I do it. And I encourage you, it's hard, but I will find myself helping them fix something, helping them with, I've done it for many years, helping them with schoolwork, helping them move, helping them, you know, whatever it may be that comes up. I say, God, I don't want a heart that's full of anger or hate or hurt. Help me to be a blessing to them so that I can move on and get over it. That's what he's commanding us. By loving your enemies, by loving those who hurt you, he's helping you to move on and keep going. Then you can be a blessing to others. When you can love the least person you want to love, then you can love everyone else. You can love everyone else and show them God's love. That's what he's commanding us to do. And so I want to again encourage you to be an agent of love. And believe it or not, I'm coming to the end because I think I'm getting my point across today. That we have to be agents of love. We have to. That's just a wonderful title that I like. But it's just saying we really do have to love each other. Like the song says, I need you. You need me. We are all a part of God's body. I stand with you. You stand with me. I need you to survive. And that's exactly it. That's why he wants us. He wants us to love each other because we need each other to survive. We need each other to make it through this crazy world that we're in now. And especially given the climate that we're in now, we need each other to survive. So I want to leave you with this final scripture. And it's a very simple one. It says, my command, and this is John 15:12. It says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. That's it. So simple. That's all he's requiring of us, is that we love each other just as he has loved us. That's kind of with an agape love. That means we have to love each other even when we don't like each other. Amen. I know it's hard, but we have to love each other even when we don't necessarily like people or what they do. And, you know, most of the time, it's not really that we don't like them. We don't like what they've done to us or to someone else. But when we show them love with loving kindness, he says, have I drawn thee with loving kindness? And so I encourage you today. I want you guys know how much I love to have you repeat after me. So I have I have one final thing. And so when I say, where is the love? I want you to say, it's right here in me. Okay? We'll do it as a cheer, just a couple times. I won't make you do it too often. But I just want you to start feeling it. It's right here in me. So where is the love? Right here in me. Where is the love? Right here in me. One more time. Where is the love? Yes, it is. It's right there in you. So I'm just today encouraging you. Where's the love? Right here in me. It's me. It starts with me. So I encourage you today to love your neighbor as yourself, to love one another as God has commanded us. Amen. 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 I love Jesus. He is awesome to me. I thank God for him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the love you've shown us, God. I thank you, Lord, the love you've put in us. I thank you, God, that we do need each other. And I thank you, God, that we are here for each other. I give you praise today, God, just for the sermon. I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness to us. And God, I thank you, Lord, for those who are in need today. God, they're in need of love. And they're in need of your love, and they're in need of our love. God, I'm asking that you open their hearts to receive it. I thank you for it, God. And I ask that you open our hearts to give it. I thank you for it, Lord, and I bless you today. You're so worthy to be praised. I give you all of the glory, honor, God, and praise today. I thank you, Lord, for those who need a healing. I'm asking again that you let your healing virtues flow, God, from the top of their bodies to the top of their head, to the very soles of their feet. You will let your healing, God, be with them. I thank you and praise you for this day, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise. You're so worthy, so worthy, so worthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.